You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Our faith in God is demonstrated when we give generously and sacrificially. Learn more about this truth in week 3 of our series, Add to Heart.
Good morning, everyone. Before I start, let me just share with you what's been happening in my own life, because I know many of you prayed for me and for my family. So it's been 3 weeks since we lost our father. And nakakalungkot lang po, no, nung nangyari po yun. Kasi because of the pandemic and because of the situation where they were in and when he was in, you know, hindi po kami makapunta doon sa kanya. And then until now, hopefully by this moment, nailagay na po namin yung kanyang urn doon po sa kanyang huling kalalagyan. And again, on behalf of my family, I would like to thank all of you for praying. I'd like to thank all of you for supporting us. Okay, and so appreciate that. No, natutuwa po ako na part po ako nitong movement na ito, na alam ko po may mga taong nagmamahal sa amin. Maraming salamat po. And not only that, okay, 2 weeks ago rin po, ay tinamaan tayo ni Ulysses. Ulysses hit the nation at marami pong nangyari. And we've been cleaning, we've been praying, we've been trying to rebuild in the last 2 weeks. And you know, natutuwa lang po ako sa mga magandang nangyari during that time. Marami pong tao that took initiative, their own initiative, to help out other people. And nung nakita ko po yung mga posts, when I saw those posts sa Facebook or some other social media, sa mga social media, no, grabe, nakakadurog lang ng puso to see that people around us, kahit hindi mo kakilala, tinutulungan mo. And that just gives me so much hope for our nation na meron po talagang pwedeng mangyari sa bayan natin at pwede tayong magkaisa-isa. And let's just continue to pray. And of course, hindi lang naman po yun eh. Meron pa rin po mga nangyayari na hindi maganda. No? May nakikita pa rin tayo sa social media na hindi maganda. And that is why, let me ask all of us, okay, to keep praying for our nation. Let's keep praying for the president. Let's keep praying for our government leaders and for our local government leaders and for the churches and for each and every one of us that we will do our part in building this nation up, okay? Because we will rise again because God is with us. Amen? And so, punta na po tayo sa preaching natin for today. We are ending and concluding our series on Add to Heart. Okay. Madalas po natin ginagamit itong add to heart. Okay. Pero yung add to heart, minsan hindi po natin nagagawa, pero yun po yung gusto natin gawin. In the last 3 weeks, yun po ang gusto natin makita. Ano po ba yung magandang i-add sa ating heart? And, you know, in first week po, pinag-usapan natin, we need to add to our heart faith and gratefulness and worship. And today, we want to talk about what else can we add to our heart? So let me read to you from Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. Please open your Bibles to Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I pray, by the power of your Holy Spirit, will you speak to us? Will you show us things that we can learn from the text that we just read today? In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, as you can see in this particular passage of scripture that we read, no, in chapter 12, pag makikita po natin dito, Jesus is actually concluding something. But kailangan po natin makita, nasaan ba si Jesus when he was talking about this? Nasaan po ba ang Panginoong Jesucristo? At ano po ba yung background? Sino po ba yung kausap ng Panginoon dito? Well, let's look at some verses. Okay, let's look at verse 35 first. Tingnan po muna natin yung verse 35 para makita lang po natin yung konteksto at yung lugar kung nasaan si Jesus when he was talking about the story of this poor widow. Verse 35, sabi po dito, and Jesus taught in the temple, and he said, how can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? Okay, so to tell us, Jesus is actually teaching in the temple. He was in the temple teaching people, and he was talking about the scribes, the religious leaders of that time. And then verse 38, tingnan po natin, ano po ba yung nangyayari dito? And because Jesus gave a very stern warning, okay, at this point, sabi niya po, verse 38, in his teaching, he said, beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers, they will receive the greater condemnation. And when you look at that, what you can see is that Jesus is actually talking about these religious leaders and trying to get people, beware of these people. Because some of these religious leaders were exploiting both the rich and the poor. Okay, the text actually says they are taking away the houses of widows. Okay, yung widows nga, medyo malahap, mahirap na yung pinagdadaanan. And yet, these scribes, these religious leaders were taking advantage of them. They were taking advantage of the rich. And they were still trying to make good impression to the public by doing long prayers and by reading and declaring some of the scriptures. So they were exploiting people while pretending to be religious. And that is why Jesus said, their condemnation will be greater. So in that sense, what Jesus is doing is that, so he's in the temple, and ito pong maganda kay Jesus, Jesus always, whenever he teaches his people and his disciples, ang ginagawa po ni Jesus, okay, di ba, minsan parable, minsan meron siyang mga life experience, minsan meron siyang tinuturo, meron siyang pinakikita ang mga items so that his teaching will be understood better. And at this point, ito yung teaching moment ni Jesus. So Jesus actually went to this place and so, tingnan po natin ano po yung matutunan dito. Dalawang bagay lang po talaga yung gusto kong sabihin sa inyo ngayon. Hopefully, this will be a very quick preaching, pero mamiministeran po tayo. Number one, Jesus sees our giving. That's point number one. Okay, Jesus sees our giving. Tingnan po natin. Paano natin makikita? Well, in verse 41, ito pong sinasabi, and he sat down opposite the treasury and watched people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. He's in a very interesting situation. Jesus was seated right in front of the offering box. Actually, hindi po ito box eh. Ito, let me show you a picture. Ganyan po, yan po ang itsura. Yan po ang itsura ng offering box na sinasabi dito, no? It's a jar wherein you can hear things that nilalagay doon. And as Jesus intentionally sat right in front of that, opposite it, so that he could see what people are doing, and then nakikita niya kung ano yung mga binibigay nila. So he was there to observe. Okay? And since there was no paper money during that time, so puro coins po ang nilalagay doon. So minsan, may mga pupunta po doon, pagka naglalagay sila ng coins, talaga maingay. Di ba? Kling, 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 kling. So mga konti lang sila. And once in a while, a well-dressed scribe will come. Or a rich person would come. And they will walk around making sure that people are looking and seeing what is happening. And then they will, throw in their a bag full of coins. Can you imagine that? Ang ingay nun, di ba? Ang haantagal nung ingay. Kling, 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 kling. Di ba, ingay, clang, 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 clang. Di ba, ang tagal nung coin, ang tagal mawala nung sound. And they were making sure, and then, and their gifts were being noticed by people. And most probably, the disciples were also noticing it. And they were probably thinking, maybe this is why Jesus asked us to be here, so that we can see kung sino ba yung mga big giver dito. Huh? Kung sino ba talaga yung mga malalaking binibigay dito. And that's what probably they were, what they were thinking. But you know what? What Jesus saw, that day was something that no one else did. He saw the humble gift of a poor widow. See, God sees that we give. God sees when we give, even when no one else does. Okay, God sees the poor and God sees the rich giving. He saw both of them. He recognized their giving. He saw the offering of the widow. He saw the offering of the rich people. And he also sees our offering. I hope, pagka narinig po natin yun, no? Medyo ano yung puso natin. Alam mo, nakikita pala ni Lord yung mga binibigay ko. Maaring hindi tayo nakikita ng iba, pero nakikita tayo ni Lord. Maybe people will not recognize your generosity. Maybe people has not recognized your giving. And some of you have been giving sacrificially. And let me tell you something. God sees your giving. God sees your sacrificial giving. And that is what we can see here. And let me just tell you a story of one of our, member of our Victory group. No? Nakakatuwa lang po ito kasi in the midst of what was happening during the typhoon Ulysses, at the midst of that, ito po si Munir Mumani. Munir Mumani is part of a Victory group ni Bingbong Rivera. No? Ang nangyari po dito, nung kasagsagan po ng ulan, siguro nung mga morning mga 4 a.m., sabi niya, nung nakausap ko si Munir, 4 a.m., nagising na siya. And then napansin niya na malakas na talaga yung ulan. So inisip niya, naku, baka kailangan ko ng ilikas yung mga sasakyan kasi taga-Dilapas po siya eh. And then yung mga sasakyan niya, na, by the way, ang negosyo po ni Munir is buy and sell ng kotse, second-hand cars. No? And so yung kanyang parking nasa Marikina. And so at 4 a.m., he tried to go to the garahe, and then ang nangyari po, pagdating niya dyan pa lang sa Hill Fernando, ang taas na ng tubig. Sabi niya, naku, hindi kakayanan ng sasakyan ko ito. So umuwi na siya, and then he just prayed. Sabi niya, Lord, meron pong mga puno doon. Sana po pag bumagsak, hindi mabagsakan yung sasakyan. At Lord, sana po yung bubong na pinaparkingan ko, sana po hindi lipa rin dahil sa lakas ng hangin. And so he just went to sleep, and then he went back and did what he needed to do that day. And then nung umulan na po, lumakas yung ulan, lumaas na yung tubig, and then pagkatapos po nung bumaba na yung tubig, pumunta po siya, he had a chance to see what happened to his cars. Ito po yung picture. Ganyan po ang gumulantang sa kanya. Okay, nakita po niya, ayan, yung mga puno nakabagsak. Pero amazing, ha? Tingnan niyo po yung picture. Yung mga puno na yan bumagsak, pero hindi tinamaan yung kanyang kotse. At makikita niyo rin po yung bubong, hindi po natanggal. Pero walong sasakyan po at isang motorsiklo ang nalubog ng baha. And when he saw that, he was discouraged. Of course. Diba? Negosyo mo eh. And then sabi niya, naku, ang laki ng lugi ko nito. Paano na kaya ito? And then he was really getting depressed. For a while, and then he was wallowing in self-pity. And sabi niya, ano ba to? Bakit ba nangyari sa akin to? Kung sana lang, kung pumunta kagad ako, nailikas ko sana, di ba? Pero wala na eh. Tapos na. And then you know what? While he was doing that, all of the sudden, the Lord reminded him. Sabi sa kanya ni Lord, alam mo Munir, ang dami mo pwedeng pasalamatan sa akin. Una sa lahat, buhay ka. Pangalawa sa lahat, meron ka pang bahay. At pangatlo sa lahat, meron kayong kinakain. Do you know that there are so many people because of this typhoon? Ang daming nawala. Nakakaramdam ng hirap. And all of the sudden, he really felt thanksgiving rising up in his heart. And he started thanking God for everything that was happening. He started thanking God for His faithfulness and for His goodness. And then, na-realize niya, ang natira na lang sa kanyang kotse ay isa na lang. Isa lang yung hindi nabaha na kotse. At ito po yung kotse. Ayan po, di ba ang ganda? BMW. Alright? BMW yung kotse yung natira niya. And itong one bit. Okay? He started helping out with our relief operations. Sabi niya, Lord, I want to use, kahit na po nabaha yung mga sasakyan ko, I want to use this one only car na natira sa akin to bring help to other people. Amazing, di ba? Ito po, hindi pa po tapos ang storya. Itong nangyari, after that first day na nag-volunteer siya, doon po sila pumunta sa mga maputik na lugar. Amazing. Naka-receive po siya ng call. At ang sabi sa kanya, Munir, kukunin ko na yung isang sasakyan. I-reserve mo na sa akin yan. Pero sabi niya, teka muna boss, binahayan. Okay lang. Kukunin ko pa rin yan. paayos mo lang. Wow! Di ba nakakatuwa? And then the following day, nag-volunteer ulit siya. Ginamit niya ulit yung kanyang BMW. Naglolokohan nga po kami sa church. Sabi ko, grabe, ang social naman ng mga nag-relief operations natin. Naka-BMW, di ba? And yet, you know, that day, you know what happened? That day, someone also called him. At sinabihan siya, Munir, yung motorsiklo na nabaha, i-reserve mo na rin sa akin. And sabi ni Munir, Lord, you are so good. Miracles after miracles. Why? Because God sees our giving. And not only does God see our giving, but He also sees, Jesus sees our giving differently. He sees it differently. Ano pong ibig ko sabihin? Well, tingnan po natin yung sa, yung sinasabi po dun sa verse, sabi po dun, no? Jesus watched. He watched. Etong interesting, yung word na watch po dito, hindi po yung nanood ka lang tapos wala lang. Di ba napapansin mo, naranasan nyo ba yung nanonood kayo pero hindi nyo alam kung ano yung nangyayari sa pinapanood nyo? Hindi naman dahil hindi nyo naiintindihan dahil puro Koreano yung sinasabi, no? It's just that your mind is not into it. You are somewhere else. And yet, that is not the word that is being said here. The word watched here actually talks about intently looking and looking continually. Okay? So, ang ginagawa po niya, Jesus was not only looking for the sake of looking, He was analyzing, He was evaluating the giving of the people. Many rich people put in large sums of money. And they thought they were very generous. They thought they were very kind. You know, giving a large amount, a great amount of money, worthy of honor and commendation, di ba? Nakita naman ni Jesus, di ba? Ang ingay, di ba? Ang ingay nung paghulog nila. Klang, 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 klang. Ang tagal, natanggal nung ingay. And yet, no, maaaring tama, no, tama. Kailangan sila i-commend because they were generous. Because they were giving so much of their income. That's generosity. At least in our side, in the way we look at it, di ba? In the way we look at the of people's giving, kung gaano kung malaki, that's great. Pero let's see, ano pong sabi ni Jesus? Again, let's go to verse 42. Sabi doon, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny, and he called his disciples to him. I love that part. Okay, I love the way, you know, how Jesus would teach his disciples. Okay, tara, tingnan nyo to. Itong ituturo ko. Siguro yung mga disciples, siniisip nila, nako, siguro talagang isasabihin ni Lord, nakita nyo ba yun? Yung malaking tao na nagbigay ng saksakan ng dami, nakita nyo ba yun? Nakita nyo ba kung paano nilaglag yung mga coins na yun? Nakita nyo ba kung gaano katagal na wala yung ingay na yun? Diba, they were probably thinking that. And yet, Jesus said this, truly I say to you, okay, sabi niya, ito ang katotohanan. Let me tell you something na maaring na-miss out nyo. Ito sabi ni Jesus. Maaring na-miss out nyo. Truly, I tell you. I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. A poor widow, poor na widow pa. Okay. Ano po bang sitwasyon ng mga widow during that time? Kapag widow ka during the time of Jesus at wala kang pamilya, at wala kang mga anak na mabubuti ang kalooban, natutulungan ka, you will end up begging. You will just beg every single day for your food. No one to protect you. And then meron ka bang mga religious leaders who take advantage of you. So, talagang napaka-destitute at napaka-delikado nung situation ng widow. And yet, okay, she was helpless and yet, sabi ni Jesus, she gave more than all, not some, but all. Can you imagine that? She gave all that she's got. See, the rich people gave a lot. Pero, they still have a lot and more. That left over. Pero yung itong widow, you know, this is what caught the attention of Jesus. What caught the attention of Jesus that we need to add to our heart is the way Jesus sees the giving of this widow. Two small copper coin. During that time po, ito po yung pinakamaliit at pinakamagaan na coin during the time of Jesus. Kumbaga, pagka tinignan po natin ito sa ating time, okay, maliit lang po ito. So, nung hinulog po siguro ito ng widow, hindi tumunog. Walang iingay. Di ba parang, tuk. Baka nga walang tuk eh. Di ba parang, wala lang. Parang walang nangyari. And yet, it made noise all the way to heaven. The two small copper coin made a noise that was heard all the way to the throne of God. Ano po ba yung, gano po ba kahalaga yung coin na yan in our time? Pagka po tinignan po natin in our, sa pagka inano po natin yan, sa iba pong komentary, sinasabi, it's one of 128th of a day's wage. Or other translation would say, other commentators would say, it's one of 64th of a day's wage. Alright? So in our day and time, a day's wage, dito lang po sa atin, sa Pilipinas, siguro yung daily wage na pwedeng 320, okay? One of 64th of that is mga 492. So kumbaga, i-round off na po natin. So yung pong poor widow, ang hinulog niya po doon sa offering box was 10 pesos. Dalawang 5 pesos. Tong. Alright? And yet, Jesus said, she gave more than all of them. How can that be? Well, verse 44 says this, for all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty. She has put everything she had, all she had to live on. See, there was a big difference. Diba? The rich people were giving large sums of money, but they still have a lot retained. The widow put everything in it, all that she had to live by. Hers was the true sacrifice, and the sacrificial giving, kasi wala na siya eh. You know, hindi niya ibinigay yung kanyang meal lang for that day. No. Binigay niya yung lahat ng meron siya. That is all she's got, and she gave it all. How can she do that? How can she do that? I mean, she didn't have to give. I mean, she was waiting on people to give her. She was in need. And karamihan po sa atin ngayon, in need. Di ba karamihan po sa, because of mga nangyayari po natin na pandemic, nangyayari sa atin with the typhoon, ang dami pong nangyayari sa atin, marami po sa atin, may pangangailangan. And yet, this woman that we just read, the story we read, itong poor widow na ito, poor na widow pa, she only got two small copper coins and she gave it all at the offering. Why? Because she wanted to tell us something. You see, this poor widow is teaching us something, that she has trusted God with her life. Okay, she didn't trust the people. She wasn't trusting the alms. She wasn't trusting people that would give to her. No, she was trusting God. Because she gave all that she had that day. She didn't have to offer anything. And maybe you're here today and you're saying the same thing. You know, Pastor, I have nothing. This is all I've got. And then sometimes we have this wrong mindset. Di ba, when it comes to giving, minsan pong iniisip natin, pagka meron na po akong trabaho, pagka na-promote na ako, o kapag na-close ko na yung deal na to, o kapag na-benta ko na itong mga to, kapag na-increase na yung salary ko, saka ako magbibigay ng more, saka po ako magtutulong ng more. No, that this woman did not wait for that. This woman did not wait that she will have a fortune before she would give everything. She gave her all. Out of her poverty. You see, for the rich, the large sums of money was a small thing. But for the poor widow, those two small copper coins was everything she has. And she gave it all to God. Iniisip po kasi natin eh, maliit lang po yung kaya ko ibigay. Ano pong wala pong itong katuturan? And yet, what this story is telling us is that we don't have to wait. It doesn't have to, you know, it's not the amount. It's not the bigness of the gift. It is the issue of the heart. You see, what this poor widow is teaching us is this, that she has put her trust in God. She understood who God is. She understood the character of God. She understood that she can trust God even if she gave everything at that moment. Wala na siyang ibang kakainin, wala na siyang ibang pera. She gave it all. See, really, a lot of times, it's the attitude of our hearts. In the kingdom of God, what we need to understand is that small is big. And faithfulness in small things is a big thing in the kingdom of God. You see, God sees things differently. Paaring nandito ka ngayon and you're watching and yung sinasabi mo, wala talaga akong kayang itulong. Really? This poor widow had only 2 small copper coins and yet she gave. What this text is telling us is that every one of us have something to give. But it's the attitude of the heart. You see, if you have 50 pesos and you give 50 pesos because that is what you can afford and that's what you can give and your heart is trusting God with that small amount, and that's okay. God sees that. But if you're giving big amount, let's say you give 50,000 pesos and yet you know your heart is not right in giving that amount. I remember what Pastor Dennis said in the week one, okay? When you give according to faith, okay? When you give according to your faith, it pleases God. That's exactly the same thing that Pastor Jerry said in the morning of the first week. Yung giving po natin has to be out of faith. And then this poor widow, she gave out of her trust in God. Jesus sees our giving differently. You know, there's so many people affected by the typhoon in the last 2 weeks. And yet, you will hear stories after stories of people na naapektuhan po ng bagyo, na sila mismo affected ng flooding, and yet they gave. One of them is Munir. Another family that I know of, binaha po sila. Okay, binaha yung buong nilang bahay, yung bahay nila, nabaha yung kanilang washing machine, yung dryer, yung ref, and yet, this family chose to bless their neighbors. Okay? With a little thing, with a loaf of bread. Nag-bake si Von ng bread and gave some to his neighbors. Why? Because they wanted to tell people that, you know, God is on our side, that God will help us. We can give even in the middle of our need. And then, ito bang nakakatuwa? Because, you know, yung negosyo kasi nila Von and Rose Reyes is something to do with laundry. Okay? And so, nag-post siya na sa Facebook a week ago and said, you know what, if you've been affected by the typhoon at marami po kayong lalaman, we're offering free laundry. They have their own needs. They have needs. And yet, they give. Ito pa another story. Ito nakakatuwa, no? Sila Lily, yung Bacani family. Okay? Yung ating pong relief operation, yung pong mga tao na nagbibigay doon, sila na nagbibigay, naging recipient. Can you imagine? Nagbigay sila ng relief packs. And then sinabihan sila nila Ate Lily, you know, we want to bless other people also. So she, you know, they gave boxes of vitamins. Can you imagine that? These people were flooded. Okay? These people were, you know, affected by the typhoon and yet they still chose to give. You know why? Because they believe and they trust that God can take care of them. Gina Romulo, another Victory Group leader. She was in need. Okay, binaha po yung bahay nila. And amazing, in-honor din ni God yung kanyang labor. Because yung pong kanyang mga, meron siyang dalawang neighbor na mga young people who helped clean their house. Ito po yung mga bata na tinuturuan niya when she was volunteering as a teacher. Here's another story. Another family, JR and Cherry Magsanong. Binaha rin po ito mga ito. And yet, they chose to bless other people. Allow God to use them. Why? Why are these people doing what they were doing? Why did this poor widow give everything she had? In the week one, why was Abel's offering more acceptable to God? Why? Because there's faith and trust involved. Let me say that again. Their giving is out of faith, knowing who God is. And there is trust that they are not trusting these material things. They are trusting God to provide for everything. You know, I want to read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, and the Message. Ito yung nangyari kay Abel. No? Sabi dito, by an act of faith, Abel brought a better sacrifice to God than Cain. It was what he believed. Take note of that. It is what he believed, not what he brought, that made the difference. That's what God noticed and approved as righteousness. After all these centuries, that belief continues to catch our notice. Why? Because Abel gave because of what he believed. It involves faith, knowing who God is. The woman, the poor widow, gave because she trusted God. Let me read that. Chapter 12, verse 44 of Mark at the Message Bible. This is what it says. Jesus called his disciples over and said, the truth is that this poor widow gave more to the collection than all the others put together. Okay, I love the way it was said. You know, more than all the others put together. All the others gave what they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave her all. Why? Because she trusted God. Abel understood who God is. That is why he gave God his best. This poor widow gave everything she had. Why? Because she trusted God and knew who God is. At this time, marami po sa atin in a very difficult situation. And we're probably asking, why did God ever allow this to us? Tapos ang dami po natin mga ifs, kung sana, sana, no? And yet, God allowed it to happen. Why? Because He is doing something great. Will you trust God? Will you, you know, whatever we have now, will we be able to give to God? Because when we give to God, what we're saying is, God, we are putting our trust not on what we have, but we are putting our trust in you, that you can provide everything that we need, that you will see us through, that you will work all things for the good of those who love you. As I end, I want to ask you questions, two questions. You know, as we wrap up this message today, my question to you is, do you trust God? The poor widow did. Abel did. But the next question I want you to ask yourself is, do you know God? See, it's very difficult to trust someone you do not know. But if you know someone, and if you know someone, that this someone can be trusted, you will be able to give even sacrificially, especially when you know that this person has given sacrificially on your behalf. That's exactly what God did for us. And that while we were still sinners, and that while we were still not seeking after God, He came and He died for us. God not only gave, but He gave sacrificially and He gave His best for us. I just want us to pray right now. And I want to pray for all of us that we will learn to trust God. That even in the midst of our needs, we will be able to put our trust in the God who will supply all our needs. Would you just bow down your heads? Lord, right now, I ask that may you minister to each and every one of us. Lord, if there is this issue of trust, Lord, if we're not trusting you with our situation right now, Lord, I pray that may you remind us that you are trustworthy. And Lord, because the reason why we cannot trust you is because we do not know you. Lord, I pray that you will reveal yourself to us more every day. Lord, that you would show us that you are a God who is so loving, a God who is so good, a God who knows what he's doing, a God who will work everything out for our good. Help us to trust you today. Lord, help us to understand that our giving may be sacrificially, but it is also our worship to you. Because, Lord, if there's one thing we need to add to our heart today, that is trust. Trusting you with everything we have. Help us, Lord, to add that to our heart today, to trust you. Lord, I pray for those people who are having a very difficult time right now. Lord, may you put faith in their hearts right now. Allow them, Lord, to know that you can provide for them, that you are the source. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as I end, I want to pray for one last group of people. If you are here today and you are listening and you have never surrendered your life to Christ, I want to ask you, would you open your heart to trust Jesus to forgive your sin? Would you trust Jesus? Would you add to your heart, not just trust, but would you add to your heart Jesus? Because he is the only one that can change you. He is the only one that can give you hope and a future and life as you know it. Will you open your heart right now? Will you pray this simple prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, today I add to my heart Jesus. Will you come? Will you restore me? Will you forgive me? Will you change me into the person that you want me to be? Thank you for loving me. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. And thank you for the forgiveness of my sins. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, if you prayed that prayer sincerely in your heart, would you please send us a message? Because we want to help you. Let me just end with a closing prayer for all of us. Let me speak blessing to all of us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.